Hey, hey, my friends. Welcome back to Meal Planning for Busy Mamas podcast. I'm Blanca Gertson, and I'm your host and the founder and creator of the Dinner Ninja program and the 5-Meal Method. I'm so excited you're here. In this podcast, we'll be talking all things dinner and meal planning. I'll share my quick and fun meal planning method to get her done in under 30 minutes per week without stress or overwhelm. I'll be sharing time and energy saving hacks to restore your sanity and my personal weekly meal plans to inspire you and keep you in the meal planning game. So, if you're ready to change your dinner time rush, crush your meal planning in this scary, not so scary meal planning journey, then girlfriend, grab a coffee and let's dig in. Hey, hey, beautiful mama. Happy Sunday and welcome back to Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blanca and today we're talking all things Easter. And in this episode, in my last episode, I shared 5 baby tips to manage Easter with less stress. And today I want to share my Easter menu with you, as well as our weekly meal plan leading up to Easter. So I know that the thought of planning and cooking for Easter might be making some of you break into a sweat, but don't worry, I do have you covered. I have recipes and a fabulous meal planned for you, and it's going to be super easy to pull it all together. So grab your coffee and let's dive into a menu that's sure to impress without the stress. So to start off with our weekly meal plan, on Monday it's lentil tacos. So instead of ground beef, I'm going to use lentils, and actually they turn out quite similar to a ground beef, and they're also very high in protein, so that's a win. And Tuesday is spaghetti carbonara. Wednesday is unstuffed cabbage rolls. Thursday is a shredded chicken and roasted cauliflower nachos, so you kind of like roast them in the oven and bake them. They're delish. And Friday, we're just going to do grilled cheese and soup, and then Saturday, we're ordering pizza because I'm cooking all day on Sunday, and that will lead us into Easter. It's come so fast, I can't even believe it. So now for the Easter menu, let's start with the star of the show, a glazed ham. This is the kind of dish that looks like you've slaved all day, but in reality, it's pretty straightforward. So what you need is 1 pre-cooked ham, about 9 to 10 pounds, a cup of brown sugar, a quarter cup of Dijon mustard, a quarter cup of honey, and a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, and cloves. They're optional. I don't love them. I don't use them. And then you're going to preheat your oven to 325, score the ham surface with shallow cuts to create a diamond pattern. If you're using cloves, now's when you would put them in there. And in a bowl, mix the brown sugar, mustard, honey, and apple cider vinegar to form your glaze. And then place the ham on a rack in a roasting pan and brush about half of the glaze over it. Cover loosely with foil and then bake for about an hour and a half, basting with remaining glaze every 30 minutes or so. And let it rest before slicing to keep it juicy and flavorful. And so voila, there's the masterpiece of your dinner. On the side, we're going to do roasted garlic parmesan baby potatoes and the honey glazed carrots. I love these. They're so good. And we want easy, right? And we want tasty. We want something that looks gourmet without all the effort. So for the potatoes, you're going to have 2 pounds of baby potatoes and you're going to half them. And then 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 cup of grated parmesan, and 1 tablespoon minced garlic. And then salt and pepper to taste, and then you can sprinkle parsley on there if you'd like for garnish. And then for the carrots, it's 2 pounds of carrots peeled and sliced diagonally, and 2 tablespoons of honey, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and then salt and pepper. So the directions for both is you're going to toss the veggies in their mixes and then spread them on the baking sheets and pop them into the oven alongside the ham for about 30 to 40 minutes at the same temperature. And so your oven will be multitasking. I like to do my ham. I have like a counter roaster, so I do it in there, so I have some room in the oven for other things, whether you're making a different dessert or another side or whatever. And then I'm going to add just a spring salad. So just to give it a little bit more freshness. We're going to throw a simple spring salad. We're going to mix up some greens, cherry tomatoes, sliced cucumber, and whatever else you want. And then for the dressing, whisk together olive oil, lemon juice, honey, salt, and pepper. And it's super refreshing, and it adds a splash of color to your table. And then for dessert, I'm going to do the no-bake cheesecake bars because I don't have time to bake after all of the cooking and stuff I did. And honestly, I don't love baking. So anything that I can find that's no-bake and delicious, I'm all here for it. So the ingredients for the no-bake cheesecake bars are 2 cups crushed graham crackers, 1/2 cup of melted butter, 1 tablespoon sugar, 2 cups cream cheese softened, and 1 cup powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup heavy cream, whipped, and then fresh berries for topping. So what you're going to do here is you're going to mix the graham crackers, the butter, and the sugar and press into a baking dish and chill for about 20 minutes. Beat the cream cheese, powdered sugar, and vanilla until smooth. Fold in the whipped cream and then spread the cream cheese mixture over the crust and chill for about 4 hours. And you can top with fresh berries, or you could buy like a pie filling, like a cherry pie filling. That also is very delicious. And so here's just a few little meal prep tips to make Easter even more stress-free. You can prepare the cheesecake bars a day or two in advance. The ham you can be prepped in the morning or even the day before with the glaze ready to go. And then slice and season your vegetables the night before so they're ready to roast. And there you have it, Mama, an Easter meal and a meal plan leading up to Easter that is bound to impress without leaving you exhausted. Remember, the key to a stress-free holiday is planning ahead and keeping it simple. And with these recipes, you can savor the holiday with your loved ones without the chaos. And you've got this, Mama. Okay, I'm so proud of you. So thanks for tuning in to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I hope you have a joyful and delicious Easter. And if you would like to become an insider and get our recipes delivered to your inbox, you can see the show notes on how to do that. There's a link in there. So stay blessed and beautiful, my friend. Have a great week. Happy Easter. And I will be waiting for you in our next episode. Bye for now. Okay, my friend, if this podcast inspired you or taught you something new to crush your dinner time rush or transform your meal planning journey, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could use some support with meal planning. Pop it in a text and say, hey, girlfriend, I think this might be helpful for you. Check it out. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and leave me a review in iTunes or whatever platform you're listening from so I know that you're loving the show. I'm so grateful for you. And you can follow me at Busy Mama Meal Planning on Facebook to get all the latest tips, tricks, and hacks, or shoot me a DM. Thanks again, and stay blessed and beautiful, my friend. Cheers.